From USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The statistics provided by a group called the National Abortion Federation. Its numbers show a dramatic increase in death threats, harassment, and other acts of violence against its members in 2015. The group saying it identified more than 25,000 incidents in a six-week period, beginning in mid-November of last year, estimating more than 100,000 threats were made over the course of the entire year. I'm Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport wants Uber and Lyft drivers to pay to pick people up in their city. Sarah Lee Kessler has the details.
First, Newark tried to ban Uber and Lyft drivers. That didn't work. So now city officials want drivers to fork over $1,000 a year for the right to take passengers to and from Newark Liberty Airport and Newark Penn Station. Drivers for the app-based car services are outraged, saying the proposal is a money-making scheme dreamed up to placate cabbies. They plan to rally this afternoon as the Newark City Council meets to discuss the measure.
The final season of American Idol coming to an end. Past and present judges and contestants gathering during last night's reflective episode to reminisce about the impact the show's had on them in America. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, Hunterdon, it's 8:05, time for the Chamber Radio weather. It's partly cloudy skies today, 23 degrees, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Wednesday. It is April 6, 2016, partly sunny, highs in the upper 40s. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, increasing to south to 10 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and a chance of showers after midnight, breezy and not as cool with lows around 40. South winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. For tomorrow, rain, highs in the upper 50s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 100% and some thunder is possible. On Friday, mostly cloudy with 30% chance of showers. Highs in the 50s. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy, and a chance of rain showers in the afternoon. Snow showers in the morning, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-40s on Sunday and Monday. Partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, and a chance of rain showers. Snow showers in the morning, highs in the mid-50s. Precipitation, 30%. Temperatures in our area, 26 in Tewksbury, 26 in Clinton, 30 up in Glen Gardner, 24 over in Hampton, 28 in Frenchtown, 28 in Lambertville, 28 in Ringo's. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective. And you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Good morning, Hunter.
She took the midnight train.
Pixie here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, and your errands. You need to be on the internet, folks, over the wire, web, not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. All right, well, welcome to Wednesday, middle of the week. Feels weird to have all this chilly weather, isn't it? After the mild winter we've had. Spring is the new winter, winter's the new spring.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump accuses Ted Cruz and the Republican Party of working together to keep him from becoming the party's presidential nominee. The Trump campaign releasing a statement after Cruz projected as the winner of the Wisconsin primary. Statement accusing Cruz of illegally coordinating with his own super PAC, which Trump says is spending millions of dollars in false advertising against him. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant defending his decision to sign the controversial religious freedom bill. He believes the majority of folks in his state support the new law that protects businesses, churches, and government employees who do not want to provide services to same-sex couples because of their religious beliefs. Facebook rolling out a new feature today. The live feature will allow users to stream video to their friends at any moment.
Right next to your news feed, there will be a new destination where you can go see people going live all around the world.
Facebook's chief product officer Chris Cox on CBS This Morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days. It's an awesome power. But in addition, there's a series of constraints on it. One of them is there's an amount of time he's got, and then he's got to go back to the people. Another is he has to do things that are lawful, and he doesn't get to make the laws. And so a constitutional executive is a very powerful thing, operating under the constraints and for the purposes of the Constitution of the United States.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm going to be talking about mindfulness. Now, mindfulness is a word that many people have heard, talked about. Some of you even practice it. A lot of people really don't know what that means. You know, maybe when we think of the word, we might glean a bit of the meaning behind it. But for the most part, I'm going to say a lot of the clients that I work with, all my clients suggest they practice mindfulness. However, oftentimes when I say to them, if it's a new client, do you know what mindfulness is? I would say, one out of every four say yes. That means three out of every four say no. Or they might say, well, I've heard of it, but I have really no idea what that is. And mindfulness is, it is a practice. It is a practice of focus, concentration, and meditation. It is something that can improve both our emotional and physical well-being. So there are many benefits to mindfulness. And struggling with depression or anxiety or obsessive compulsive disorder or post-traumatic stress disorder or stomach ailments, doesn't matter. Even if we feel like our lives are relatively smooth, the practice of mindfulness can always benefit. Because it does improve our mental and physical health. It is about a concentration, in other words, a focus, in the form of meditation and acceptance. It's about deliberately paying attention to our thoughts and sensations without judgments or attachments. And it is something that, again, it's a practice. Mindfulness is a practice. That means I have to practice it. And the more I practice it, the better I get with it. The better I get with it, the more comfortable I am with it, the more I will do it. The more I incorporate mindfulness into my life because of the benefits that it involves. Now, there's many ways to practice mindfulness. And I'm going to discuss many of them. And not all practices of mindfulness work for everyone, so it's good to try them out, find the one that works best for you, and practice it. So mindfulness, actually, is a very old practice. It has its roots in Buddhism. However, many religions, probably most religions, include some type of prayer and meditation technique to help lift you out of your thoughts, to help you focus and remove the preoccupations that you have towards what's going on in your life. So it is an ancient practice. And the fact that we are talking more and more about it is demonstrating that the practice of mindfulness can be both and is both physically and psychologically positive. It really helps change health attitudes, mental health attitudes, behavior. It's amazing what it can do. It increases your capacity for focus. You know, we live in a world that says, there's so much going on, I need to take it all in. Therefore, we don't focus. Mindfulness does the opposite. It actually helps us to focus. What a fantastic thing for attention deficit. Being mindful makes it easier to savor the pleasures of life. How often do we have that cup of coffee but don't taste it? Or have lunch, but don't notice that we're eating at our desk. We're so busy rushing around that we don't see the sky, or the trees, or the beauty of spring that's just coming up as we speak. We don't notice the day, the weather. We don't notice the person next to us. We don't notice the colors. And we're dissatisfied with life because we're always rushing from one to the other to the next. Bombarded. Technology has bombarded our brain with information. 150 years ago, the average human being didn't travel more than 50 miles from their town. Now we're all world travelers. Not only that, what did we have to worry about other than what was going on in our little community? Now we're worried about world affairs. Oh my gosh, what does that do? The bombings in Brussels, what does that do? there may never be a bombing here in Flemington. And yet what it does is it heightens my anxiety. And it removes me from the present moment. So mindfulness can make it easier to savor pleasures in our life rather than focusing on all of the tragedies or all of the possible anxieties of things that might happen. It helps us to become engaged in current activities. It actually gives us a greater capacity to deal with adverse situations that are happening in our particular life. And mindfulness helps us focus on the here and now. When we practice staying in the here and now with mindfulness, we are less likely to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets over the past. We are less preoccupied with concerns of success or self-esteem. And we're better able to form deeper connections with other people in the present moment. So I'm going to stop and take a short commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, and I'm your host for today's program. I'm a licensed professional counselor with a practice here in Flemington. And I'm talking about mindfulness, something that I very, very often talk to my clients about. And mindfulness is a practice. It's a meditative practice. It can help support both our physical and mental health. So, in terms of our greater well-being physically, the benefits of mindfulness are great. It can help relieve our stress. And who isn't stressed? It can help treat heart disease by actually slowing things down, lowering our blood pressure. Again, both our heart and our blood pressure are related to the stress. It can actually reduce chronic pain. You know, that silly joke where, oh, you know, my hand hurts. Well, let me stomp on your foot and you'll forget about your hand. So that little silly joke is about switching focus, okay, from my hand hurting to my foot hurting. Well, in reducing chronic pain, if I'm always thinking about the pain that I have, I will always notice it. I stop thinking about it and I think about something else, doesn't mean the pain necessarily goes away, but it gets a lot softer. Mindfulness also helps improve sleep. And it can also alleviate gastrointestinal difficulties. All of these things are generally related to stress. So, on the mental health front, what can it help with? Well, mental health, which is really important, mindfulness, can help with depression, substance abuse, eating disorders, anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, couples conflict, post-traumatic stress disorder. As a matter of fact, with most things, mindfulness is actually part of something called dialectic behavioral therapy, which is a cognitive behavioral based therapy that includes mindfulness. Now, if I had my ducks in a row, because I have been practicing both cognitive behavioral therapy and mindfulness now for, I don't know, 18, 20 years. I've been a therapist for over 30, but I've been practicing mindfulness for a long time with my clients. I could have written the book on dialectic behavioral therapy. Oh well, going to let that one go. Put that aside, mindfulness can really help us in terms of our painful emotions, our grief, our stress, our anger. It can help us refocus and gain a better perspective on irrational thoughts, maladaptive behaviors, and self-defeating lifestyles, such as substance abuse or eating disorders. Now, mindfulness has many different techniques. Basically, what I do with my clients, I start off using sensory. That is where I start because I find one of the easiest things that we can do and incorporate into our day-to-day life. So often people say, well, I don't have time to meditate. Well, you don't need to have time to meditate. Although meditating in that way is extremely beneficial, it's really hard for people to buy that idea of sitting cross-legged on the floor and saying, Om. That's usually what we think of when we think about meditation. And that type of meditation, again, really is a mindfulness practice. And I'll get back to that in a second. But the sensory aspect, noticing sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and touch. Name them. What do I see? What do I hear? What do I smell? What do I taste? What do I touch? In the present moment. So now, I see a sign. It's white and green. It says Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, 100th years. 100 years strong. This year, 1916 to 2016. So the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce is 100 years. Now, I'm looking at that. The words are registering in my head. I'm not going to place a judgment. That means, oh, wow, that's a really good thing. That's really neat. Just no, I'm just looking. And below that, there's a black and white photograph of the Flemington Library on Main Street. So these are things that I sit and I look at while I'm here in the radio station in the studio. I just notice them. What do I hear? Actually, I hear my voice. I have headphones on. So what do I feel? I feel the pressure of the headphones on my head. And I hear the sound of my voice coming through the headphones, the headset. What do I taste right now? Nothing. Sometimes I have coffee or water in here, but today I don't have anything. What do I smell? Actually, my perfume. What does the air feel like? It's actually comfortable. I don't feel any kind of breeze. I can feel different feelings that are going on, physical feelings. What do I see? What do I smell? What do I taste? What do I touch? What do I hear? And I suggest to my clients to use the sensory mindfulness technique in a task. How often do we take those everyday chores, those everyday mundane tasks, and really think about it? Pouring a cup of coffee in the morning. We're rushing around. Getting dressed. Do we even think about it other than what am I going to wear? Brushing our teeth. Do you even know the color of your toothbrush? Taking a shower, cooking, folding laundry, changing sheets, walking the dog, getting your children ready for school, making breakfast, lunch, dinner, eating, driving. There are things that we do every day, and we are in such a rush, we don't stop and notice. Now, one of the things that I say to my clients all the time, and you heard me use it, is the word stop. I need to become more self-aware that I am rushing through, and that mindfulness does slow things down. However, I want to notice and be mindful of what is going on currently in the now. So in the now, we will pretend in the now, I'm pouring myself a cup of coffee. What color is the mug? Or making myself tea. What color is the mug? Is it a mug? Maybe it's a cup. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Does it have a handle? Does it have a lid? What does it feel like as I'm pouring the coffee into the mug? Do I feel the mug warming up? Watching the color of the coffee. What color is the coffee? What does it smell like now that I am pouring it into the mug? I'm watching it come up, rising up into this. I notice it's time for me to stop pouring because the mug is getting filled. Oh, right now I have an itch on my ear. I'm going to scratch it. I smell the coffee. I'm now putting the coffee pot down. I notice that there's a green light on the coffee maker. I'm going to put some milk in my coffee. I notice the milk coming out and the coldness of the container. And I'm watching the milk swirl around in the coffee. Yes, it slows things down. I'm going to take a sip of coffee without milk. I'm going to take a sip of coffee with milk. I want to notice the difference. Mindfulness. I'm bringing my attention to what I am doing in the here and now. and I can do that with anything that I am doing. Without judgment. Without, oh, you know, the coffee's bitter. No, I'm not going to say that. What I'm noticing is a bitter taste. Not, ooh, it's bitter. Just, I'm just noticing. It's bitter. I'm not going to make a judgment on it. It's just something that I'm noticing. And you know, when I was pouring that milk in, I realized that I'm almost out of milk. I noticed, oh, there's a little bit left in the milk container. So, this is the attachment. So when I go grocery shopping, I need to make sure I get milk. Oh, and I need to get cat food and kitty litter and toilet paper. You see, I'm no longer mindful. I am now writing my grocery list. What am I going to make for dinner? I'm no longer thinking about having coffee. So I have to realize, I have to recognize that my mind wandered, and I have to tell it to stop and refocus on the task at hand, using my senses. One of the things that I suggest to my clients who are struggling with racing thoughts, anxiety, depression, cannot get their mind to get quiet, because it is a practice. At first, we do it very clumsily, and oftentimes we even forget to do it. I forget to practice mindfulness. You told me I completely forgot. Yes, because it's not a habit. We're talking about creating a new habit. So you might need to even make some post-it notes for yourself. Put them up in different places. Put them on your dryer. Put them on the dishwasher. Okay, now I'm going to tell you right now, my mind just went somewhere else. When I said the word dryer, I went, oh yeah, I forgot in my mind. Oh yeah, no, it's a notice. Oh yeah, I forgot to empty the dishwasher. I ran the dishwasher last night. I forgot to empty it. Let me stop and refocus. I'm not even in my kitchen. What difference does it make? I'll put it somewhere in the back of my head for later. But right now, here I am in the studio. Practicing mindfulness, talking about mindfulness, hearing my voice, that's mindfulness. And you see how it's very easy for the mind to go off. It's just something can trigger it, and there it goes. Let me catch it. Let me stop. Let me bring it back. It's like training a puppy to heal, to sit, stop, sit, stop. Sit. And the benefit? Well, relieving stress, lowering blood pressure, dealing with depression, feeling better. Okay, so that's sensory mindfulness. We have body sensation. It's a mindfulness practice. Again, it really is about focus. What is going on right now? What am I noticing in my body? Is there an itch? Is there a pain? How do my shoes feel? How do my socks feel? Is anything tight? Am I cold anywhere? Do I have a headache? Am I hungry? Am I thirsty? Okay. So I'm doing a body check. Just doing a body check. Just noticing what's going on. So that's a body sensation. Mindfulness practice. Then there's emotions. It's basically doing the same thing. And again, without judgment. It's just a notice. What am I feeling? What am I feeling right now? I'm feeling peaceful? I'm feeling quiet? What am I feeling? Am I feeling anger? Am I feeling frustration? So it's going down. Again, without judgment, I'm just noticing these are the feelings that I'm feeling. They're not good. They're not bad. We judge our feelings. good and bad are judgments. I work with my clients all the time. I feel bad. Let's talk about a feeling. Bad is a judgment word. Feelings are pleasant or unpleasant. I'm feeling pleasant. My feelings are pleasant. Currently, they're pleasant. Or they're unpleasant. They're stressed. Let me notice. What are my feelings right now? Well, gee, on my drive, speaking of stress, on my drive here, the lights and the traffic, I was feeling stressed. Man, I hate the traffic. I hate it. And I hate the lights. And when I get somebody, I've just gone somewhere else. Okay? With my emotions. I hate it when that happens. I hate it when I feel dot, dot, dot. Or I'm trying not to feel. I don't think that feeling angry is a good thing. So I'm really trying not to feel angry right now. It's better to say, let me stop and notice. You know what? I am feeling angry right now. It's okay to be angry right now. I'm going to let it go. It's not helping me right now. Is there anything I can do about it right now? We can do some urge surfing. It's a mindfulness practice. What am I craving right now? Craving. What am I craving? Actually, right now I'm not craving anything. But there are times I crave a piece of chocolate. I crave a cookie. The people who crave gambling, sexting on the internet, drinking alcohol, using drugs, binge eating, purging, smoking. Begin to notice how it feels when you crave something. Replace the wish for the craving to go away with the knowledge that it will subside. One of the things that we can do when we're recognizing I am craving, I have an urge, what I can do is I can tell myself to stop and practice mindfulness breathing. What does it feel like breathing in through my nose? Do I feel the coolness of the air as I breathe in through my nose? Can I feel the air going through my sinus cavities and down the back of my throat into my lungs? Feel my lungs expand. Feel my chest expand. Feel my back expand. And then I'm going to exhale through my mouth. Do I feel the warm air as I exhale? Can I hear it? Do I notice my chest contract? I'm going to breathe in through my nose. I might add counting to it. I'm going to focus on my breathing. So that is a type of mindfulness breathing exercise. The other thing with mindfulness is we can pick something to focus on. Now, earlier I was using that in terms of the sensation. You know, looking at the 100th Chamber of Commerce Year Strong in the black and white picture of the Flemington Library on Main Street. I mean, I can do that. That is just focusing on that, noticing all the different nuances about the photograph. Noticing, gee, you know, those offices that are attached to the back of the library, you're not there. And some of the wrought iron railing that fences in that front area where there's a picnic table is not there. What do I notice? The parking lot is not there. So I can look at the picture and notice what's there. What do I see in that picture? Black and white. the grass, the Dietz building next to it, just seeing some of the brickwork on the building and some of the windows. It's a mindfulness practice. I'm no longer thinking of what I'm urging to do. Now I can do that using a candle. I can use aromatherapy. Lavender, geranium, very relaxing. Or I can use some other scent that I might like, some other aroma that I find enjoyable. Grapefruit is very stimulating. It's one of my favorites. I'm going to just smell that aroma of a grapefruit. Just to smell it. Or I can listen to music. There are many kinds of music that we can download. They can also be meditative in terms of natural sounds. I'm not sure. I'm gonna play one for you a little bit, and I might just keep it on for the rest of the show. It's one of my favorites. It is a from an artist called Medwin W. And I'm sorry. Medwyn Goodall, Goodall, and it's called April Showers and Natural Sounds. So I don't know if you can hear it or not. I've got the sound up on it as loud as it goes. But there's rain and thunder, and eventually there's going to be some gentle music. And it's one of the things that I listen to almost every night. It's about 30 minutes long, and I find it to be very relaxing. So because it's not very loud, which is part of the process, you don't want something loud and jarring, you want something soft and relaxing. So while I'm listening to this, maybe I have a candle lit, I'm just focused on my breathing. That's meditative. Oh, you know what? Candles. Speaking of candles, you know, I gotta get some more of my favorite lavender-scented candles. I just left the room. Let me stop, bring myself back. Just focus on the sound and the music. Now, there's some websites that I suggest to my clients. One is called Breeze Light, BreezeLite. And Breeze Light are wind chimes. I'm not sure if I hit it now. See, I'm practicing mindfulness. If I hit it now, I'm not sure if the music will stop. I believe in the past the music continues. But I can then add the wind chimes to my mindfulness practice. So I've got the thunder, the rain, the gentle music, and my wind chimes. I think you might be able to hear those. And the thing that I like about Breeze Light is it gives me something to look at if I don't have a candle. It looks like the sun is either setting or rising over some mountaintops, so it's a yellow glow, an orange. And I can move the wind chimes with my finger, or they will just blow naturally. And it's a practice of mindfulness. There are 6 bells on this wind chime. There's a string in the middle with a wooden disc and a leaf-shaped anchor at the bottom. So as you're listening to this, the rain, the thunder, the music, the wind chimes, the sound of my voice, it's meditative and it's calming and it's a mindfulness practice. Now, practicing mindfulness while we're driving is something we can actually do. Right now, so I'm attaching myself to a different thought and I'm leaving this room. Right now, I'm sitting behind my steering wheel. My car is a light blue. I see the car in front of me is red. I notice that we're driving it at 60 miles an hour. I notice that the light in front of me that's way in the distance just turned yellow. That means I'm taking my foot off my gas and slowly putting it on the brake. I'm beginning to slow down. I can feel the wind from my air conditioner hitting my face. I'm sitting here stopped. I'm noticing the trees. I'm looking around. I'm noticing that some of the trees have some little green buds on them. Some trees are flowering. I'm noticing the sky and the clouds. I'm noticing the light just turned green. And the red car in front of me is now stepped off its brake because the lights went out. And the brake lights went out and they're beginning to move. I'm taking my foot off. You hear how that goes? I can practice mindfulness while I'm driving. So I would not suggest necessarily with your eyes closed and that kind of thing because that would be dangerous. But you can practice mindfulness while you're driving. By practicing mindfulness, like I said, it quiets down our life. It actually helps us build acceptance of what is happening in the here and now. So I may have something going on right now. Again, leaving the current mindfulness practice of here in the office, or wherever I am here in the... But the thing is that if I have something going on right now, I can practice mindfulness. Right now, there's an accident. Right now, I need to call 1-1. Right now, I'm getting out of my car. I'm checking to make sure everything is okay. There's a kitchen fire. Oh my gosh, look at that. Whatever I'm cooking caught on fire in the pan. Right now, I'm walking over, I'm grabbing some salt, I'm throwing the salt on top of the frying pan. I'm noticing the fire is going out. I'm calling 911. Whatever it is. When we practice mindfulness, we have a much greater chance of making good choices in the present moment. I have to. Is about the future. I have to make appointments. I have to get there on time. I have to see the doctor. I have to check the teacher for what's going on with Junior's homework. I have to plan the move. I have to look for a new job. I have to get my, and you know how that adds up? It adds up. I have to pay my bills. I'm so overwhelmed with all the things that I have to do. I have a list at home, 5 pages long of all the things that need to happen at my house. 5 pages. Room by room. Living room needs to get painted. Bedroom needs to get painted. This needs to get organized. Oh, it is overwhelming. Now, I put that list together because one of the things I tend to do sometimes is attach myself to the to-do list and go through it. I said to myself, stop. It's creating anxiety. Make a list. And this way you could always check it every once in a while. When you're in the shower, you don't need to make the list. The list is made. When you're driving, you don't need to make the list. The list is made. I don't need to make the list. Ruth, the list is made. I might go to the list and look at it and say, oh, look, got this done, that done, cross this off. Oh, something, got to add something. But while I'm doing that, that can be a mindfulness practice. I am being with the list. Being with the list. It is a practice. The more I do it, the better I get at it. That's all it is. The more I do it, the better I get at it. You can create that time and space, if you so choose, to practice 5 or 10 minutes of mindfulness a day. 5 or 10 minutes in the morning. 5 or 10 minutes at night. We only think we don't have time. We only think we don't have time, and I want to underline and underscore the word think, because our brains are so busy thinking about all the things that we should do, all the things we have to do, all the things we haven't done yet, and all of the things that we didn't get to in the past, and all the things that happened to us in the past, and all the hardships of the past, and all the fears of the future. Stop. Let me stop. Let me bring my sensations to my body. What am I feeling? Let me breathe. Let me breathe in through my nose, notice what's going on, and breathe out through my mouth. Just noticing the sensations. What am I doing right now? Well, you don't see this. I have my iPad in front of me and I'm scrolling down. And I'm going to go back to the Breeze Light, BREEZELITE. And I'm just going to focus. There we go. There's the chimes. It's one of my favorite ways of meditating. Have the music on, the thunder, the rainfall, the gentle tones of the music. I love chimes. I have chimes at home. My big favorite chime, I have to repair that. It's in the basement. Oh, you see what happened there? I'm gonna stop. Let me focus. Because, you know, I got one of those big chimes, you know, those really big ones. Last summer, I've always wanted one. I finally... Wait a minute. Let me stop. Refocus. Be in the present moment. Just listening to the chimes in the present moment. Noticing how the weight at the bottom is just swinging back and forth. Hypnosis is a mindfulness practice. As is imagery. It just takes us to different levels. I was told once by a yoga teacher, yoga is a fantastic mindfulness practice, that our brain likes to think. And focus in the present moment gives it something to think about. I'm pulling the little weight back and forth so that the wooden disc is hitting the chimes. And that's all I'm thinking about. That's all I'm looking at. I'm not noticing anything else. Oh, you know what I did notice? That pretty soon I have to end and I have to go back to my office and see clients. And you know what? I stopped practicing mindfulness. Let me stop. I'm going to pull that weight. And that's how you do it. It's not that hard. And the benefits, like I said, the benefits outweigh 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day. You can so go online and Google mindfulness practices. You can just do that. See what you come up with. Videos. There's videos on yoga, videos on mindfulness, videos on meditation, so that you can have something where it's guided until you can find something that works for you. Gosh, don't you want to feel better? Learn to go with the flow. Pay attention in the present moment. Learn how to let go. I don't know how to let go. This is how you let go. letting go, you know, we tend to think, you know, letting go is I drop something. I mean, I let it go. Well, yes, our brain can make choices in terms of how it's thinking and what it's thinking. If I'm thinking about, I have a doctor's appointment and what are they going to find and on, I'm thinking, I tell myself to stop thinking about that. Bring myself back to the present moment. So, mindfulness can get us caught up in the present moment to even the point where we might even miss something, which is okay. You know what? I missed commercials. I realized that we are nearing the end of the show, and my time actually went so quickly in practicing mindfulness with all of you that I missed some commercials. So, I am going to make an active decision in the present moment to actually end Counselor's Chat so I can play the commercials for the people who've paid for them. And if you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R.net, or altarolcounselor.com, either one. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I am always open to taking new clients. I do not keep a waiting list. I work with your schedule. I see individuals, adults, couples, adolescents. I work with addiction, depression, anxiety, many of the things that I talk about. You will come and learn about mindfulness. My practice is right here in Flemington. If you have anything that you would like to say about, if you have a comment that you would like to make about my program, please, by all means, give me a call. If you have a suggestion, you can also send me some information about yourself or a comment about the show on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Yes, Counselor's Chat on Facebook. So please check me out. And again, that would be Counselor's Chat on Facebook. So I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program. I hope this has been useful for you and that you might have even come away listening to the show feeling a greater sense of peace and relaxation. Remember, mental health matters because we need to # remove the stigma. I wish you all a good, peaceful, and mindful day.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice.